I mean, I just make sure that I spend time with my family every day. I just carve out time with my family every single day. And so, and I try to, and if I do have to travel, I try to typically, like, I don't have anybody with me on this trip, but most people who've heard me preach before in other places know that I'm usually always bringing one of my kids with me, and I try to include them in a lot of my activities and bring them with me when I go soul winning, bring them with me, take them with me to go preach places, and and also just there's so much time in a day. There's 24 hours in a day. So, you can always carve out a couple hours for family time, 'Cause sometimes people are like, "Oh, how do you get everything done?" But sometimes I'm kind of like asking the opposite question, like, "What are you doing all day?" Because it's like, I sleep for 8 hours every night. I'm not really like burning the candle at both ends. I did in the past at times. I sleep for 8 hours every night, but that still leaves me with 16 hours. That's a lot of time. And so some people just act like, "Oh, I have no time, no time." It's just you're not managing your time right. Because if you actually use your time, you have 16 waking hours. You can do a lot in 16 hours. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I personally like literally scheduled my week for every single hour, like every hour of the day, like when I'm gonna be sleeping and what I'm gonna do for every single hour. And so doing that to me helps me prioritize. Because I feel like if I didn't do that for me, then I would waste time on things that aren't important to me. Because like, you start putting things like, well, sleep, okay, that's gotta go on here. And then you have your job, and then you have, hey, I wanna read the Bible, and I have these times for church or whatever. And then you start realizing like there's a lot less time on this thing. And so then you kind of start to say, well, family's important to me, so I have to put that here. Rather than putting, well, I gotta watch this TV show, or I gotta have this hobby or whatever. And so I feel like.
And people probably aren't even planning those things, they're just planning nothing.
Yeah.
You fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah, and I mean, I literally have schedules like this, but what I'll notice is I don't always do it perfectly, okay? So don't hear me and think like, oh, Pastor Shelley just has this perfect schedule and follows it. But it helps me realize like if I don't schedule time with my family, I'll oftentimes have too much to do and I'll neglect them. And there'll be times in my life where I'm realizing I'm neglecting my family. And so then I'll just say, I'm gonna set this day aside and I'm gonna do something with my family. And so like right now, Mondays is just a family day. And so I try my hardest not to work or do anything else, and I just hang out and we do stuff. And somebody that might be Saturday or that might be Friday or that might be some other day for them or whatever. But just carving out dedicated time, just like you would anything. If you want to read the Bible, if you want to do anything, you basically just have to say, like, this is my time to do this, and nothing's going to get in my way of doing that.
Yeah, and for me, the secret is getting up early. Like, I get up at 5 a.m. By the time my family is even, basically all, loudly going crazy in my house, I've already gotten hours of the most important things done. Like, I wake up at 5 a.m. and I do the most important stuff for hours. So then by the time toddlers are coming into my room and kids are knocking on my door, I've already got hours of work done by the time 8, 9 rolls around. And then it's like, sure, yeah, I can take the kids to the park. I can do some stuff because I've already got hours of work under my belt and it's only 8 o'clock. It's only 9 o'clock. I still got my whole day ahead of me. So that to me, that's my biggest thing is go to bed early and get up early. Go to bed at 9, 9:30. Get up at 5. That's that for me, that's what works. And different things work for different people. But that's what works for me is just to roll out of bed and get all the most important stuff done. And then it's just like, I got nothing but time. I got all kinds of time.
Well, in the software world, since I did have a pick of jobs, I had some companies that wanted me to work 6, 7 o'clock at night. And if I had that job, I just wouldn't see my kids because they go to bed at 7 o'clock. So I told some of my guys, like, I want to leave at 4. I'll come in earlier. I'll come in at like 6 or 7 in the morning so I can leave earlier to spend more time with my kids because that was just a priority for me. And so, just make adjustments to your schedule. And when you feel like you're not succeeding in an area, make another adjustment. And I constantly have to adjust my schedule, because if I feel like I'm failing in an area, then I just try to fix it.